Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahrudin was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRabi English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program, The Teacher, an introduction into the lives and works of the most outstanding Muslim Shia dignitaries, ulama and scholars all across the world of Islam. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Ziyaniya. Sheikh Mahdavi, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Ziyaniya, assalamu alaikum to you.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Okay, for today's discussion, we want to talk about an outstanding philosopher, muhaddith, and faqih, who was really an allama, a polymath, a person who had mastery over different fields of studies, and also the teacher and professor of so many outstanding philosophers and theologians of contemporary Iran. He is no one but Abul Hassan Sha'rani, mainly known as Allama Sha'rani. Okay, Sheikh Ziyaniya, let's start with you, brother. Give us some details about the early life of Mirza Abul Hassan Sha'rani or Abul Hassan Sha'rani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Late Allama Mirza Abul Hassan Sha'rani was born in 1320 according to lunar calendar after Hijrah. And the city in which he was born is Tehran, the capital city of Iran. And his family, all his ancestors, were scholars. For example, his father was from the children of Mullah Fathullah Kashani,
yes,
the writer of Manhaj al-Sadiqain, a very famous and popular tafsir, explanation of the Holy Quran. And also his maternal grandfather also was the owner of Faidh al-Dumu' book.
Yes.
Marhum Sha'rani started learning Holy Quran from his father, and he completed his primary studies in Marvi Seminary in Tehran.
Yes.
And he finished Arabic grammar and also logic and jurisprudence and its principles.
Yes.
And also philosophy and mathematics in Tehran. And at that time, the Islamic Seminary of Qom was just established. He moved to Qom to continue his studies in the Dars-e-Kharij, that we may say it's equivalent to PhD level in universities
Advanced
nowadays.
Advanced levels, yes.
And when he was 26, his father passed away. And afterwards, he left to Iraq to continue his studies over there. And over there, he got familiar with the jurisprudence of Ahlus Sunnah, beside being aware of the Shia jurisprudence. And also it's interesting to know that he was familiar with five languages, amongst which was Arabic, French, Hebrew, Persian, Turkish.
Yes.
And he is the author of many different books,
yes,
in different fields that inshallah we're going to discuss about it inshallah.
That's all right. Okay. According to Allama Hassanzadeh Amali, what is interesting about Allama Sha'rani is his mastery over different fields of studies, and he was really perfect in this field. Allama Tehrani also calls him one of the most outstanding, we can say, philosophers of contemporary Iran, the contemporary Sheikh Al-Baha'i, the contemporary Khaja Nasir. These are the titles that are given to Allama Sha'rani. But where does this background come from? I mean, his mastery over different fields of studies. It seems to be very much difficult, Sheikh Mahdavi.
Yes, for sure. It's really difficult. For example, if we want to get to know more practically with his expertise over all these fields of studies, we have to look at the memory being said by one of his students that if you wanted to record one of his typical days, you would see that after the Salat, immediately he would start teaching Kifaya. And what is the position of kifaya in seminary school? It's one of the very tough, complicated lessons on usul al-fiqh. Mm-hmm. So immediately after the salat, some of the students would gather around him. He was teaching kifaya. And after that, they would go, another group of students would come, and he would teach makasib. Again, the position of makasib. Okay. It's very advanced in the field of fiqh. And after that, these students would go, another group would come, and what was the topic? Asfar.
Wow.
And now look at the Asfar itself. We had many programs regarding the
yes.
scholars who were expert in the field of philosophy. One of their achievement was to write a commentary on Asfar. And he would teach Asfar. Some of the days, Shafi ibn Sina, another approach upon the philosophy, being taught all of these one after another in one typical day. And this is up to the noontime. And after that, you would see that he gets into the topics like astronomy, mathematics, teaching.
Yes.
Not being actually in the simple or the medium level of yes. these fields of study. He was expert in mathematics to the level that Ayatollah Sayyid Hassan Mudarris invites him to come and teach math in Madrasa Sepahsalar in Tehran.
Oh.
And we see he himself translated the book of Nicholas Camille Flammarion.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken with the spelling of the name, he was a French astronomer.
Yes.
Nicholas Camille Flammarion.
Flammarion, yes.
Yes, Flammarion. This scholar was a French scholar authoring a book on astronomy. So we see that Ayatollah Sha'rani, he himself translated the book from French into Farsi.
Okay.
That's why we see such a profound background will produce these fruits. That when you look at his works, you see in terms of philosophy, even not the, you don't need to go for the works, you can look at the students. We
yes.
have Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the great philosopher
yes.
of our age.
Yes.
He is the student of Ayatollah Sha'rani. In terms of Irfan and philosophy, we have Ayatollah Hassanzadeh Amuli, who was
yes.
the student of
May
Ayatollah
Allah bless
Sha'rani.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So, regarding the books, you see the Hashiyah on Majma'ul Bayan, the tafsir being written by Amin Tabarsi, Rahmatullah mm-hmm. alayhi.
Yes.
And many books, many works regarding tafsir, regarding hadith, regarding fiqh, usul, philosophy and theology, astronomy, history. Regarding the history, you can look at the actually corrections he did on the scripts. I mean, the old scripts that we had from the books like Kashful Ghumma, which is one of the historical books. And Muntakhab al-Tawarikh, Waghay al-Sanin, and the rest of the books that we have in any field of the
yes,
yes religious studies, history,
yes. okay.
philosophy,
okay.
and even non-religious like
yes.
mathematics and astronomy.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
And Sheikh Ziyaniya, because he's had mastery over different fields of studies, did he have perfect mastery over all of them? I mean, it seems very much difficult for a single scholar to teach all of them, you know, for example, from philosophy to astronomy, astrology, fiqh, usul al-fiqh, hadith, Quranic sciences, okay?
When we go through the works that, because nowadays we don't have access to Mahum Sha'rani Rahmatullah Alayhi mm-hmm. to evaluate his, you know, knowledge, but we have no way out but to refer to his students and his works.
Yes.
When we refer to his students,
like marhum Hasan Zadeh Amali rahmatullah alayhi, Inayatullah Jawadi Amali, Muhaddith Urmavi. All these figures are praising marhum Sha'rani as the one who was a real Allama at Plymouth. In different fields, he was prominent, knowledgeable, and he was a true scholar in different fields. Yes. And when we want to, you know, have a survey on his books and his, you know, works that is remained from marhum Sha'rani rahmatullah alayh, we would come to this conclusion that he was a well knowledgeable scholar in different fields that, you know, these works are remained from him. For example, he was studying too much and he was getting most benefit from his time. One of the signs of this is that, for example, Montgomery Watt is one of the famous Orientalists in 20th century. Maybe we would say many scholars in Islamic seminaries, they didn't have any dealing with the works of Montgomery Watt. But the most important issue about Montgomery Watt's work in Islamic field is that marhum Sha'rani has written an explanation and some, you know, has written some comments on the book of Montgomery Watt that is Muhammad, the Prophet and the Politician.
Yes.
So it shows that marhum Sha'rani was the man of his time. Mm-hmm. He was not just blocked in the library, just, you know, studying the works that is related to his field, but he was trying to get familiar with the most recent works that are published in that time, and he tried to even have comments on these books to put a light on the problems that we may find in these books that was written on that era. So the key and the secret of the different fields that he was prominent is that he was studying too much and he was getting the most benefit of his time.
That's all right. And this is a true, as you said, a very nice attribute of an alim to be concerned with the works that are written on the religion of Islam of his time and to answer them according to the, we can say, true knowledge of Islam. This is what Allama Sha'rani felt committed. Okay, anything, Ms. Sheikh Mahdavi?
I think in one short statement, he is, on one hand, not to say he is overlooking the significance and importance of all these lessons that he knew. He's not overlooking the significance and importance of this, but he tries to get the attention and draw the attention of us, mm-hmm. saying that the more important thing is something else. He said, he himself is saying that after learning all of these lessons for a while, when I was young, so learning this field of study, another field of study, and one night I heard something, or as if something was inspired in my heart, saying that.
Call inside, maybe, huh?
Yeah, something
okay.
like this.
Okay.
That science is for knowing. Mm-hmm. And knowing is the seed for amal, or the action.
Yes.
And the action without ikhlas, worth nothing. So, in order to achieve this ikhlas, that you can make something out of all of these things that you learned, you have to go for tawassul and tadarru' ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of these are not going to be possible except through the tawfiq min Allah. Yes. So he is drawing the attention of the listeners, specifically great scholars, knowledgeable people, that the main important thing is at-tawajjuh ila Allah.
Yes.
We have to pay full attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have the amal al-khalis,
yes.
or pure action for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without which everything that we have learned worth nothing.
That's right. That's all right. And this is, I think, the secret to the success of such men, that their knowledge did not make them proud of themselves. Or, for example, their knowledge and their scientific improvement was not a kind of veil in front of their eyes. This outstanding man passed away on Shawwal 7th, 1397, that is Aban 12, 1352. His body was taken into the holy shrine of Hazrat Abdulazim al-Hasanim, nowadays in Shahr al-Ray, near Tehran, and he was buried over there. May Allah bless the soul of Mirza Abul Hasan Sha'rani, mainly known as Allama Sha'rani, the true polymath of the 14th century Hijra. And thank you much, Sheikh Ziyania and Sheikh Mahdavi.
You're most welcome.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program The Teacher. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/Call of Islam page. To another episode introducing another Shia dignitary. God bless you all. Fi amanullah. Ooh.